Log Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Parenting Aces radio show on UR Tennis on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and I'm so pleased to be here on this gorgeous April Fool's Day with you guys. I hope you're having as beautiful weather in your neck of the woods as we are here in Atlanta. And I got to tell you, it's about time. We had beautiful weather. We've been dealing with rain and cold, and it's hard to believe a week ago I was actually playing tennis with snow coming down on the court. So I am thrilled to look out my window today and see blue skies and sunshine. I have a great show for you guys lined up today. My guest is Bob Kennison of Athletes Audio, and Bob has developed a new iPhone/iPad/I'm-not-sure-what-else app for mental toughness training for athletes. And while we're going to focus on the tennis aspects of that app today, the app actually does apply across several different sports. And once I bring Bob on the air, he'll be able to talk to you a little bit more about that. So, as always, our call-in number for the show is area code 714-583-6853. Again, 714-583-6853. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and when we come back, Athletes Audio with our guest, Bob Kennison.
Alternative Lighting and Power is a renewable energy solutions-focused company with an emphasis in helping athletic facilities. We would like to upgrade your tennis complex to the 21st century. We offer a range of services that will upgrade your tennis complex. We can use our technology to make your facility virtually disappear from the energy grid. We can provide lights, scoreboards, scoring systems, cooling systems, heating systems, camera systems, covered seating areas, wastewater management, and even new buildings. Our company is located in Houston, Texas, but we provide services to all 50 states and internationally. We would love to visit with you about our opportunities. Please contact Ed Love at 832-549-4193 or email at elove@alternativel-p.com. You can also visit our website at www.alternativel-p.com. We are the sunny side of business.
Welcome back to the Parenting Aces radio show on Blog Talk Radio's UR Tennis Network. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and I'm really pleased to introduce today's guest. We have with us on the air Bob Kennison. Bob, are you there?
Yes, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to spending the hour talking some tennis and mental toughness and technology.
Awesome. I don't know exactly how I came across your product to begin with. I think I saw a Twitter link. I think that's how I got to you initially. Or maybe you got to me. I don't know. But I have to just let our listeners know that Bob was so kind to send me a trial version of the app so that I could kind of take a peek and poke around. And in all fairness, I want to just let y'all know that I also shared it with my son's coach because I really wanted to get his feedback on whether he thought this app would be of value not only to my son but also to other junior tennis players out there. And so far, we are all in agreement that this is something that we feel like our youngest athletes can benefit from. And Bob, as I told you before we went on the air, I mean, I feel like it's something I can benefit from as an adult player and really hope that my tennis teammates will take a look and we can all get mentally tougher when we're out there. So,
well, it's funny you say that. I grew up as a hockey player, really, and all the mental toughness training we got in hockey as a 14-year-old was just skate faster. You know what I mean? Like, that, you know, there was no, that was about the extent of it. So I look back on everything that I've learned about the mental side of every sport. They're all very similar. And reflect back on my own career as an athlete and say, gosh, I wish I'd have had something like this, or not just Athlete's Audio. There's a lot of great tools out there, but I wish I'd have had something like this when I was 10, 11, 12, 14, you know, on into high school, because to learn those skills at that age really saves you a lot of heartache, number one, and improves your performance, and, you know, you get better results out of your game. And I don't know if the youth tennis athlete is like I was when I was a little kid, but I envisioned playing in the NHL as a hockey player, you know, playing in college, playing in the NHL, going on having a fantastic life as a pro athlete. It didn't really work out like that. But I think many young athletes are thinking about how can I be better? How can I play better? Whether it's to get into college or to play in the pros or to, you know, or just, you know, even have something fun to do with their friends for the entirety of their life. I think everybody's looking for some kind of an edge and some kind of way to improve. So I didn't mean to cut you off. What was your question?
Oh, I don't know. I forgot now, but that's okay. It's typical. But really what I wanted to kind of get you to talk about a little bit is how you came up with the idea of devising an app that, and I love the tagline. Why share with us the tagline for Athlete's Audio, because I think it just sums up perfectly what we all need.
Yeah, winning is in your head. We just put it in your headphones. That's
right.
That's how we sort of started. Actually, you know what? That tagline may have existed before the company did. As I was just sort of batting around ideas, and that was one of the first things that sort of came out of my creative process. But if your question is how did we get to here? How did Athlete's Audio become a thing? The short version of a longer story, because I recognize we only have an hour. I worked as an executive coach for quite a while before starting Athlete's Audio, and I started to. It was right around the time of The Secret. Anybody remember that movie? I'm not here to say whether it was right or wrong or good or bad or whatever, but they really brought this idea of visualization and imagery, what we now know as visualization and imagery, into the public consciousness more. And my executive coaching clients started to ask me about, well, hey, what could it hurt? You know, if I'm sitting around thinking about, you know, the things I want or my ideal performance or my ideal whatever, you know, it can't hurt. So I said, well, I got a really fancy recording studio in my house. I was on the air and radio for 10 years. So I said, let me make one for you. Let's just make a recording and you can listen to that and the every day and see how it goes. And lo and behold, those custom one-off recordings that I was making for those people were really the foundations of Athlete's Audio. And so I really sort of tinkered around with it for a couple years, really didn't do much with it. And then I started to look at ways we could take this idea out into the world. And you know, just as things sort of show up in your life when they're supposed to show up, I got some great advice from a business mentor who said, you know, that's a cool idea, but you're probably not going to be able to get a bunch of strangers to tell you exactly what they want to visualize and what they want to imagine. So I said, okay, well, that's fine. Who are they telling? Because they're telling somebody. And he said, I don't know, psychologists, sports psychologists, they're telling people in their life, their friends, their life coaches, whatever. And I was like, wow, sports psychology, I never heard of that before. That sounds interesting. So I live in Dallas. I started searching all over the internet for some sports psychology professionals that I could ask about what this idea of imagining yourself executing a task or completing a skill, why it worked, what it was, and I brought some of the recordings to, just started searching around the internet. Lo and behold, the very first person that I came in contact, his office was 6 miles from my house in Dallas.
Wow.
And his house was actually 1 mile from my house. So his name's Bob Neff. He still lives in Dallas. We're still partners and really good friends. He's a PhD in sports psychology from Michigan State. And so he and I just started working on them together to say, hey, he was a USTA pro, or an ATP pro. I can never keep them straight. I'm sorry. Forgive me for not knowing the tennis world well enough. But he played competitively all through his 20s and early 30s. He played professionally all through his 20s and early 30s. And so we started really with tennis and golf and saying, I know golf. He knows tennis. Let's talk about what elite tennis players need to work on to improve the mental side of their game. And and that came up with really this, very short list of skills. I mean, they're really all of the sports psychology and mental conditioning professionals in the world really boil it down to 5 or 6 key skills that athletes are going to be performing their best at their clutch point, whatever that is in a match or in a game. It comes down to having practiced the core set of skills, just like your kids do with their serve, with their forehand, backhand, volley, all these things. They don't just expect to show up on the court one day and be able to hit an overhead. You know what I mean? They got to practice
right.
That.
So sure.
The mental side is exactly the same. There's a core set of fundamental skills that athletes need to practice to have those skills at the ready in competition when they're called on. So most people, I think most young athletes especially, think, I'm just going to show up and see what happens. My skill will overwhelm my opponent's skill and so on and so on. Then when it doesn't work out that way, they get really mad or they get frustrated or choke or, they start thinking. This is the worst possible thing that can happen to an athlete in competition is they start thinking. They start thinking about the outcome. They start thinking about their mom and dad in the stands. They start thinking about disappointing the coach. They start thinking about not getting into college. They start thinking about all these things, not one of which is, I need to hit the next ball over the net. How do I best get myself in position to hit the next shot? They're not thinking about those things. They're thinking about a bunch of other stuff. So this core set of fundamental skills, Bob and I really learned a lot. I feel like I've taken a master's in sports psychology myself, even though I haven't. I want to make it perfectly obvious. I have no training whatsoever officially in a university setting as a sports psychology or mental conditioning professional. But I got a board full of people who have gone, as far as there is to go in understanding the neuropsychology of the human brain to help me. So So we started really refining these exercises down to what are those key 5 skills and how can we best get them to kids and people to practice. And we looked at a bunch of different ideas. We looked at, should it be a website? Should it be a iTunes download, like a song? What's the best way? And through a process of continuous refinement, we came up with this idea that the kids have their mobile phones with them everywhere anyway. So if we can make a 2-button click or 2-click, process for that kid to start listening to his stuff by touching on the app and then touching on play, we need to make it as easy as we can. So that's how we ended up in the app space. And then took the same kind of approach and diligence that we did for golf and tennis into soccer, baseball, swimming, running, triathlon, cycling, equestrian, and hockey, and built customized mental training programs for all of those sports. Again, really building on those key 5 skills, 5-6 skills, and then and so the app functions today. with a drop-down menu, you can choose your sport and change it any time. So every athlete gets every sport. If your youth tennis athlete also plays soccer, you know, when soccer season comes around, they just go in and switch and listen to the soccer stuff. And much of it is very similar. Much of the content's very similar. But those elements where we're visualizing a specific skill, let's say, you know, overheads or volley versus a soccer player who's also, you know, hitting volleys, but they're with a different part of their body. The audio and the language and the sounds and everything changes. So I said it was going to be a short story, and I think that was me talking for about 8 minutes. I'm not sure anyone should ever be subjected to that. So no, jump in, Lisa,
great.
Save us.
No, that was a great background on how the app came to be. And I want to just say that for those of you who haven't played around with the app yet, the website is athletesaudio.com, and there is a link on the Parenting Aces links page directly to Athletes Audio. So I hope you guys will go in and play around with it. One of the things that I find so useful with your app specifically is the fact that you have the long version and you have the short version of pretty much all of the exercises. So for someone who has some time and they want to sit down and really, you know, kind of calm their mind, calm their body, and take some time to go through an in-depth mental training exercise, they have that choice. But they also have the option to do basically a one-minute version, right? Or they're maybe even shorter than that.
The shortest versions on there are about 3 minutes in the game day section. Yeah, they're about 3 or 4 minutes. They seem really short and quick because the other ones are 10 or 12. So keep going, though. Sorry.
Well, no, and so what I was going to say is, you know, I don't know about everyone else's kid. When we go to tournaments, we see most of the kids right before they're getting ready to go on court. They've got headphones on or earbuds in or whatever. They're listening to something. Now, for my kid in particular, he's usually listening to some sort of god-awful rap music that he loves, because that's what he feels gets him ready to compete, and it pumps him up and all that. I don't know what others have coming into their heads, and it's funny, I watch, there's a professional tennis player, Victoria Azarenka, and Bob, I don't know if you're familiar with her, but her MO when she walks out onto the court for a match is she's got her headphones on, she's got a hoodie on over her headphones, and she is in some zone that is not, you know, impacted by the cheering, by the lights, by anything. I mean, she is so focused when she walks out onto the court. And that sticks with me. I mean, every time I watch her play, you know, I notice that about her is her focus. And I really wonder what's in her headphones as she's walking out onto the court. But it seems to me that if a player could have the message coming into their headphones that you're calm, you're prepared, you're ready, you have practiced the skills necessary to be successful today, you know, all of those messages have to do something to trigger the brain in a positive way. And you know, you said you don't have the university training, but I'm guessing you now have the knowledge to talk about that, how these messages really do impact the brain.
Yeah, what all the science says, and while I haven't been instrumental in creating any of the science, I've read a lot of it and I've talked to my advisory board about it. But what all the science says is that as whatever you spend time thinking about, your body is making, you're making the linkage in your brain to make it easier for that to happen. So if you're thinking about making mistakes, you're making it easier for your brain to execute mistakes. If you're thinking about the ideal sort of footwork and positioning that you have to be in to hit a forehand, and then watch yourself laser one, then your body's getting better at that, even if you're not moving, even if you're not standing on a court, even if you don't have a racket in your hand. All of the science says the same thing, that by repetitively, whatever you repetitively envision in your mind, your brain is hardwiring, that hardwiring to create that thing happening is getting stronger and better and faster. So just like your muscles, I mean, again, it's not any different than the physical training. If your son sat on the couch for 4 months and didn't lift a finger and then had to run out on the court, and run around the court for 2 hours, he'd get killed, right? We'd be wiped out by the middle of the first set, because his body had not been focusing and training and working on the skills that he needs to do, like running, like holding the racket, moving his arm through a shot. And the mental game is exactly the same way. So the real key thing, the real key element of Athlete's Audio is that visualization of the skills piece. And we, as you said, we break it down into sort of the long form and the short form. What all the my brainiac scientist friends tell me is that the reason we call the short versions the game day section is because you need to devote that long form practice to your day to day reps. Think of it as your day to day. I don't know, for tennis athletes, if they go out to the, I know the ones that I've seen around Dallas, they go out to the court with a big bucket of balls, and they stand at one end and they hit 50 serves, and they go to the other end, they pick up all the balls and hit 50 more. That's just sort of their daily practice. The mentally tough athlete does the exact same thing with their mental game. They devote 10 or 12 minutes once a day or twice a day to practice on these same set of skills. And then we use the game day ones for, like you said before, walking on the court, Victoria, with the headphones on, just as a reminder almost of, here's the things you've been working on your mental game. Here's how those things look. Here's what those things are going to look like on this court today. So you're really increasing your body's and your mind's ability to execute the skills by continually visualizing them, and we hope visualizing them successful. One of the challenges that we find when I talk to my sports psychology friends is that as they start trying to teach athletes about this visualization process, young athletes especially visualize themselves doing it wrong. Like, they visualize all their mistakes, and it's like, no, we don't want to do that. We want to visualize you executing the things right and doing it right, so that we can really groove that mental architecture to repeating that same thing when the game's on the line. And the focus piece, as you're saying too, one of the things that you hear a lot about with the sports psychology crowd is to focusing on things you can control. I've never talked to Victoria. I don't know her mental conditioning coaches. But my sense is they said, you can control what you wear. You can control how you walk on the court. You can control what you're thinking about. You can control your preparation. You may not be able to control the crowd noise. You may not be able to control the weather, the wind. You certainly can't control your opponent or the officials, but none of those things really matter in how you're going to perform that day. So focus on the thing, and to the point that I think you raised, one of the things that Athlete's Audio, we know because we get this feedback from our customers, is that it's another thing we can control. I can control the mindset that I walk on the court with, and I can control getting my mindset back if I start making mistakes, because all those things are happening inside of me. They're not because of the weather. They're not because of the ref. They're not because of the opponent or, my girlfriend's in the crowd. They're mm-hmm. All those things are happening inside yourself, so you can control them. So that's what we've really tried to build for the athlete is to your point. It's sort of that daily practice in the long form, where, on the bus on the way home, or 10 minutes before you go to bed, or, 10 minutes after dinner, whatever it works into your schedule, the first round of Athlete's Audio, the exercises were 15 or 18 minutes long, and all of our feedback from the customer was, oh, my God, that's too long. I don't have that kind of time. So we just made all the long versions 10 minutes, and then made those shorter versions that, you know, people can grab right before they play, or even on a changeover. I mean, there, I don't know what kind of time you get for a changeover in at your kid's level, but, you know, if you may had a couple of really bad games or had a couple of really bad points, pop those headphones on in the changeover, listen for a minute, and just sort of, you know, get your mind back to where you know it needs to be to perform your best.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're not allowed to do that on the changeover.
Oh, really? Okay.
Phenomenal. But, but otherwise, I think your advice is right on. And you know, taking the few minutes to get your head in the right place before you start competing, to me, is key. And I shared with Bob before we went on the air, my son in particular, and I'm sure I'm not alone here, works really hard on the physical aspects of his tennis. He hits balls every day. He's at the gym, you know, several times a week. He eats right. He works on those aspects of his game on a regular basis. What he doesn't work on as much is the mental preparation, even though his coach integrates mental preparation into his private lessons. I don't think it's something that my son works on a daily basis, and I do think it's something that could have a huge positive impact on his outcomes on the court. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't think I'm alone here. When you're dealing with young athletes, and especially once they hit their teen years, it's very difficult to convince them to do something that is different, or that they don't necessarily see their peers doing. And, you know, they develop these blocks against, well, you know, that's a waste of my time, or, you know, that's not going to help me. I don't need that. I'm playing really well. I don't need that. And that kind of attitude comes up. So the challenge as the parent, and I'm presuming as the coach as well, is to get them past that, to get, you know, to overcome that objection. And I'm hopeful that I'll be able to do that at some point with my kid. At some point he'll realize, ooh, maybe mom's right here. I don't know. I don't know when that day will come, but I keep my fingers crossed. So, you know, like I
well,
said,
if, you're any,
I,
if your
I
kid's
have,
anything like me, he'll get the point that you were right when he's about 30, unfortunately.
Oh, gosh. Don't tell me that. I can't wait that long. My hairdresser will be glad you said that, because that means more gray hair between now and then. But
I'm half joking.
No, I mean, you're not, you know, it is true. I think it takes, especially for males, you know, they are slower to mature from a brain development standpoint. We all know that. But, you know, boy, it's frustrating sometimes. Listen,
well,
I'm gonna use this moment to take a quick break. We have to go to commercial. Before we go to commercial, I want to give our call-in number again. It's area code 714-583-6853. If you have any questions or comments for Bob on Athletes Audio, we're going to go to commercial, and I'll be right back.
This is Jason Haynes, CEO of the UR Tennis Network. We are proud to announce the 2013 summer camp season has begun. At ussportcamps.com, you can plan out a Nike tennis camp experience. These are offered to both adults and juniors for day and overnight camps. Visit ussportcamps.com to pick up a brochure and join over 50,000 youth who say yes to our summer camp experience. Join a Nike tennis camp at www.ussportcamps.com or call us at 1-800-NIKE-CAMPS. In 2013, let our summer camps be your victory. Choose the Nike tennis camps and take your game to the next level.
Welcome back to Parenting Aces. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and you have joined me and my guest, Bob Kennison of Athletes Audio. We're talking today about a new app called Athletes Audio, and it is a mental toughness training app for, and Bob, is it just for Apple products, or is it Android capable too?
It's Android capable except for HTC devices. Unfortunately, HTC presents a challenge to Android users that I'm not really prepared to address. My developer knows more about that, but all other Android devices, it works fine. And if you have
Correct.
And if you have an HTC device or a BlackBerry and you're interested, we'll figure out a way to get you the audio. It may not be in, it may not be delivered as the app is, but if you have an interest in that, we'll figure out a way.
Awesome. So I want to just direct people again to the website. It's athletesaudio.com, or they can go to the App Store on their device and search for Athletes Audio and download the device that way.
I'm sorry to say it's not in the App Store yet. It's only available via Athletes Audio. And actually, we set up a special promotion for the Parenting Aces listener. And I think that link is on your Facebook and Twitter and on your website. Also, if you go to athletesaudio.com/aces, that's another way to get to that page. So the page with the special offer. So the go ahead. Sorry.
Well, what I was going to say is one of the things that really jumped out at me the first time I went to your website and then again when I listened to the actual app is the tone and the language and the fun that you've built in to both the website and the app itself. And it's something, you laugh, but I have to say for our kids, to me, you really seem to find a way to communicate in a way that's going to appeal to them. And as a parent, I really appreciate that. So do you want to talk a little bit about how you came up with that idea and how you decided, you know, to go that route?
Well, sure. There's how do I say this delicately? There are sports psychology professionals that I work with and that I know well who are extraordinarily relatable to youth and college and high school and professional athletes. And then there are scientists and professors who don't. And the scientists and professors are typically the ones who get their work promoted and published. And if you go to search, you know, sports psychology imagery or sports psychology visualization or, you know, sports visualization, you go search any of these things online, you're going to find a bunch of scholarly articles. And my view, even from back, you know, through all of my career experiences, has been that if we can't get your attention, if we can't talk to you in your language, we're dead. My first answer to your question on how did we come up with it is long experience of communicating with athletes. I played hockey my whole life. I was a soccer player growing up, not a very good one. I played lacrosse in college. I was a bike racer up until 3 or 4 years ago, bicycle racer. So I've been involved in competitive athletics my entire life. And I know that competitive athletes, when they're out on the ice or on the court or, you know, in the locker room, they don't say things like, this is a peer-reviewed study based on 15 years of empirical data. they don't talk like that. They say things like, "Yeah, you know what? It seems like it works." You know what I mean? I really appreciate you for saying the piece about making it sort of fun in the language that we use, because that's all conscious and by design, and it's been, I think, a real key in the development of our marketplace and talking to the customers that we talk to, because this will sound like I'm busting my competitors' chops, because there's a couple other people out there who for years there's a couple of these scientist types I could, you know, rattle off a whole list of them that have gone to get their PhD in sports psychology and have multiple years of working with athletes who came to the same idea that I did about creating this sort of audio-based training program way before I did. And And so as I was sort of putting the business case together for Athletes Audio, I bought them all. I listened to them, and they sound terrible. I mean, they're really scientific, or but the voices are recorded poorly, and there's no sound effects in the background, and they're really breathy, and they sound like they were put together by a Lamaze coach. They don't sound like they're put together by a jock, okay? So
right.
I was a 14-year-old boy once. It was many years ago, but I was one once. And I know that if I sat down and listened to someone who wanted to help me understand my mental game and they talk like this, I'd be out in 5 seconds. I would never listen to that because that doesn't sound like the world I live in. You know, I live with a bunch of
right.
dudes who stink and who are sweaty all the time and cuss and throw stuff. So trying to make that language as vernacular to the athlete as possible is a really big key for me, and even down to the language that the different sports, as I said before, there, you know, our different sport products address slightly different elements of performance because all the sports are a little different. But you know, we've taken really painstaking efforts to understand what hockey players talk about and with a language that they use. I mean, in a tennis, a really well struck shot. What's the terminology that a tennis athlete uses for something that's just hit really hard and really well and really in position? What does a tennis athlete call that?
Hitting in the sweet spot? I don't know.
Cracking
the ball or, yeah.
Cracking it. Yes, that's yeah. right. Hockey player would never say the word crack, okay? So
right.
a soccer player would never say the word crack. Soccer players say things like bomb. Hockey players say things like, you know, like laser. You know, so we really painstaking in the language choices that we used for each sport because we want to sound like the athletes in that sport to really customize it down so that there's nothing distracting. Again, what the science suggests is that if athlete A in soccer hears a term that he can interpret to mean what he thinks it, or you know what we're trying to get across, the mm-hmm. point of that interpretation process takes him out of the experience of visualizing the skill, and it distracts him, and it ends up not being very effective. So we're trying. We worked really hard to get that language right.
Well, the other thing y'all did really well, too, in my opinion, is you didn't make it too woo-woo. And by that, I mean, you know, out there, outside the norm, you know, I'm at a loss for how to really describe what I'm trying to say, but you kept it real. You kept it very applicable. And you inject humor, you use sound effects and music that are contemporary but not offensive, but they accomplish the task of keeping the listener calm, keeping them focused, without it being too new agey and that kind of thing, which I think is a huge accomplishment. And I had told Bob before we went on the air, just sharing with my listeners, several years ago, my husband and I had invested in a mental training program for our son, and it's a great program. I still think it's a fantastic program. My son did not buy into it at all, and I think one of the reasons he didn't buy into it was due to exactly what Bob was saying about the way that the audio was recorded. It was kind of that, and now do this, and then
right.
take a deep breath. And it was that type of thing, which for a 12, 13-year-old, he's like, you know, this is boring. I don't want to listen to this garbage.
Well, it's boring, and it makes me feel weird because, you know, I've never had a conversation like that before. You know,
exactly.
Most of them have not sat in a hypnotherapist's office, you know, for any length of time. They sit in class and they talk to their friends. So it's just the whole experience of it, I think, is distracting from that perspective. You know, you were
right.
saying before, actually, before we went to the break, about the challenges that sports parents have, tennis parents have with communicating to their kids about, you know, about why this stuff works or how it works or how it can benefit them. I know it's hard for you to tell them this, but one of the things that I've benefited from in Athletes Audio is to be inside the locker room in the Stanley Cup Finals. I've been in, to be inside the dugout in the World Series. Like, I've sat next to the best of the best when they're playing at their best in the largest competitions. And if you, if I could record those conversations that you have with a Major League Baseball pitcher, or you know, a female tennis player ranked number 5 in the world, I think right now, you know, if you could hear, if your kids could hear what their heroes say, they would never do anything but this stuff, because they're looking at their peer group as the kids that they go to school with and that they play, you know, competitive tennis against, and they see those kids in the gym and they see them lifting weights and they see them running and they see them, you know, doing the same drills and practice and so on and so on. Unfortunately, they don't get to see Roger Federer do that, but if you were to watch Federer in the course of a day, I mean, it's legendary. The guy sleeps like 12 hours a day because he knows that sleeping that much is really good for his mental sharpness. You know, there's a bunch of interviews. This actually would be a pretty good exercise, although I haven't done it in a while. Just go search Roger Federer and anger on YouTube. Go search Rafael Nadal and throwing rackets. You know what I mean? Because inevitably there's an interview with these guys somewhere talking about their experience of working on the mental side of their game, and you know, to that point, I mean, I think the coming from mom, it's awful hard to take, but coming from their heroes, it's you know, I think it's a little easier sales pitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so what kind of feedback are you getting now? I don't even know how long Athletes Audio has been available, but are you getting feedback from junior athletes in the different sports, and what are they saying?
Yeah, actually, I collected all good and bad and put it up online for the whole world to see, because as people are making their decision about whether or not Athletes Audio is the right thing for them, it's there's a page right on the front page of Athletes Audio called The Athlete's Take, and that's literally every piece of feedback that I receive from a customer after they've listened to it for a few days. And I put everything up there, whether it's good, bad, indifferent, you know, because I want people to make an informed decision. I mean, $25 isn't going to break any tennis parent, given what you must spend on rackets and shoes and private lessons and everything else, but it's still $25. I don't want to, you know, I want you to make an informed, people to make an informed choice about that. But yes, I have a standing appointment it comes on my calendar every 2 weeks, and I reach out to a smaller group. I mean, we're just about to cross 800 users, 800 customers since June of last year. So that the app went live in June, really spent about a month kind of doing beta testing and making sure all the bugs and the kinks were worked out and everything. So really July 1st was about when we started, and we're just about to cross 800 customers. So which makes me feel pretty good, considering I haven't spent a nickel on marketing and advertising or anything yet. It's just people who find it on the internet, and that's, you know. So out of that experience, there's about 35 Division I universities represented, where their athletes just sort of were searching around for something to help their mental game, and they stumbled upon us. And so those athletes, really at the collegiate level, those are the ones I feel comfortable engaging. If for no other reason, then I don't really feel like it's right for me to be reaching out to 14-year-old kids without their parents' permission to ask them for feedback and stuff. So I have this kind of core group of about 50 athletes that I reach out to every month and ask, hey, how's it going? What are you listening to a lot? What are you not listening to? What's great? What's bad? What do you wish there was more of, less of? And we just kind of on a focus group basis. So that's the first piece. The second piece is over the Christmas holiday, we did a test with all of the golf athletes and most of the tennis athletes at the IMG Academy in Florida. And I continue to engage the IMG folks with feedback about how their students are using it. And, you know, and really what you said is we were kind of getting started. And as you said throughout the interview, the things that I hear from users are it's super convenient. The audio sounds really good. It doesn't sound like a Lamaze coach. You know, I mean, it sounds like a coach or an athlete that would talk. And the exercises are doing what they're supposed to do. The ones that are supposed to calm you down, calm you down. The ones that are supposed to help you establish a mindfulness, you know, where you're just sort of being present, those do that. The ones that are set to visualize a particular skill in tennis, the exercises in tennis are broken up into, not looking at them off the top of my head, but we have an exercise just working on the baseline, on your baseline work, on, you know, ground strokes, forehand, backhand.
Sure.
We'll hit some across into the court, we'll hit some down the line, but we're going to really envision the ball coming across the net, you getting into position right, and executing the proper movements to get the ball where you want it to go. There's one for there's two for serving. We call them mechanics and execution. The mechanics exercise is really in visualizing every piece of your movement that you need to do to hit an effective serve. We'll repeat that a whole bunch of times. And then the execution exercise is, okay, let's hit, you know, five first serves right down the center tee of the court. Let's hit five right in the player's body. Let's hit five out wide. Okay, cool. Move to the other side of the court. Let's hit five down the center, five at the body, five out wide. Then let's hit some kick serves. We'll hit different kinds of serves to different parts of the court. And I sort of got away from the feedback idea, forgive me, but the information that I get back from the customer, from my end user, those athletes, is whatever the exercise is designed to help me to work on, it helps me work on that. So occasionally we'll get, as I mentioned before, if you're in an HTC device or a BlackBerry or a Windows mobile phone, it's not compatible with those devices yet. So I do get feedback on, hey, when is the version going to be ready for this? But for the most part, once somebody gets their headphones on and starts working through it, the feedback's been overwhelmingly positive. And I think you highlighted it earlier too. The game day exercises, those really short ones, are way more popular than I thought they were going to be. That's been a really useful addition to our service offering to have those shorter versions available.
And so, just to clarify, the content that's on there now, will that continue to be updated, tweaked, added to, or how does that work?
I think over time, as I get more customer feedback about a particular exercise or a particular piece of content that is not working very well, I'll take it out. The first version of Athletes Audio, before it was an app, it was a big file download that you had to download to your computer and then sync onto your device. And there was 60 some odd different tracks in every sport. And what we discovered over that time was there were probably 35 of them that nobody ever listened to. So we're refining all the time. My argument, I'll knock on wood to say, you know, we've got it figured out pretty well right now. But my argument is that we're going to what we've got now is really very, very good. But yes, as new advances come in the science, inevitably there will be we'll add exercises and add different elements to the content based on the science changing or the science coming up with some new information. In terms of the individual sport content for the sports we got, that I feel really good about that, and I get great feedback about that. As we take more feedback, in the modern landscape of business, to me, nothing is ever done, and nothing
right.
is ever done. Because until every youth tennis athlete on planet Earth buys athletes' audio, it's not perfect. So there has to be a reason today that that every youth tennis athlete hasn't either found us or bought a copy or downloaded the free version to try it out. So there are always refinements to make in the marketing of the product and the content of the product. Yes, they will always be changing. Part of the reason, in all honesty, Lisa, that it's not available in the App Store is because it's much easier for me to update now without having to go through all of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can update if one of my advisory board folks sent me an article today that said we have to start doing relaxation exercises like this because this landmark study was just released at the National Science Center or whatever, I can go on and change that today, and everyone who has that content will get the new stuff at the same time. Yes, we're refining. I feel really good about the content as it exists right now.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about the practical side of this and walk our listeners through the step-by-step of what they need to do to get athletes' audio on their phone or their child's phone so they can start using the product. And step one being they listen to the show and now they know you exist.
Yeah, my advice would be to go to one of the links that Lisa puts up on the Facebook page, on Twitter, on parentingaces.com, on the podcast page. The link that will be in those places will take you to a special private location on Athletes Audio that only Parenting Aces listeners can get to. And that not only includes some more information about the product, but it includes a $5 discount off of the $25 retail price. So that would be my first step. Once you're at that page, there's a big green button at the bottom that says click here and click here and buy it for $25. And if through the course of our interview you're like, I'm intrigued, I'm not sure I'm $25 intrigued, but I'm intrigued, there is a free version too that you can get on the front page at athletesaudio.com. There's a button right above the fold on the front page that says try it free. And that is a way that a lot of our customers begin with us. They say, hey, you know, it sounds like an interesting idea. I'm not sure I'm sold, but let me check out the free one. And then, you know, they check out the free one. A couple days later, we send them an email and say, how's it going? Is now the time? And they vote with their experience at that point, whether or not it's been valuable for them in the experience that they've had so far. But that process works just that way with either your coupon code that you'll find at Lisa's link for the athletesaudio.com/aces page. Either that or the free one, you'll be sent an email immediately upon clicking the final button, whatever that final button is. And they all say submit or buy now or something along those lines. And you'll as soon as that you click on that button, you'll get an email with the login credentials for your particular device. So you'll get an email that says, here's your username and password. Here's, you know, all the instructions to get going on your iOS or Android device. And then that is and you walk through those things all on your device. You can sign up on the internet or on the website, but all the registration process for Athletes Audio happens right on your mobile device. And then you'll pop in your headphones and navigate. There's a little video actually that comes with all of those emails too that shows you how the app works once you get it on your device. All of that information is emailed to somebody as they express interest. It's all available on the front page of athletesaudio.com, too. If there's questions about what it does, how it works, how you get it on your phone, what kind of exercises are included, all that. There are either a video or a text description of all of that somewhere on athletesaudio.com. So there's more information there. And then I have the reason that I actually was just asked this the other day, like the reason that I capture people's emails and don't just sell them the app and let them have it is because I want to communicate with people at this stage in the development of this product. I want to hear straight from those athletes. How's it working? What are you listening to? So occasionally I send out an email to the free users and our customers to say, you know, how's it going? What are you listening to? So I by no means ever want to be that guy who's spamming people, but in terms of developing what my mission is to make the most useful, most applicable product for youth and college athletes to help them understand how the mental game works. It's not as complicated as they think it is. It's not as spooky and scary as they think it is. But to help people understand that, that's my mission. And so we try to communicate with people once they've purchased. Also, just because you know, I want to know more feedback, but definitely not. Sure. Definitely don't want to overwhelm people with that. Those kind of requests.
I want to reinforce what you said about the link to the video that comes in the email, and it's also on the website itself. For those of us who are not as technologically savvy, I would highly recommend watching the video because it shows you exactly what you're going to see on your mobile device and shows you exactly where to click and where to type your username, your password, all of those things. And for me, I consider myself relatively savvy, but I stumble sometimes, and it was really helpful to watch those videos. So as a customer, I appreciate that you all added that aspect because, honestly, sometimes when you get an app on your phone, it's not very intuitive, you know. Sometimes you really have to spend some time poking around, and let's be honest, I mean, we are not a society that likes to have to work at getting our instantaneous gratification. We want
right.
it to come
right.
with the snap of a finger or the click of a button or the touch of an icon. So I appreciated the fact that video was available to me, and I think that's a great addition to the product. And for those of you listening, hopefully you'll feel the same way. So, okay, so we've got the app on our device now, and it's all set up. We've logged in. We've chosen our sport. How often is the athlete supposed to use the exercises on the app? And, you know, what's your recommended kind of progress through the
yeah,
app?
Yeah, cadence, yeah. For almost everybody, almost everybody wants to rush through it. This is my experience, and I'll tell the Parenting Aces community in particular, because you're working with youth athletes, they want to get to the meat. They want to get to what they think is the important part. And the app is set up that they can go wherever they want, whenever they want. If your kid was to walk into a mental conditioning coach or a sports psychologist's office, they would say, well, here there's a key set of skills that you need to master before we can really do the good work we need to do. And those are all in the fundamental section in our app. So typically my recommendation is that you have your kids listen to that fundamental section first and spend about a week, 3-4 days maybe, listening to each of the exercises in that section. Then once they've developed that sort of baseline fundamentals of deep breathing and progressive relaxation and mindfulness, we're going to build on those skills with the later exercises. And really, once that fundamental section is complete and somebody feels comfortable with it, that's why I say some people, they get comfortable with it in a session or two. Some people, it takes 4 or 5 sessions before they start to feel like they really got it. Once they feel comfortable, it's just jump around and work on the specific skills that you feel like you want to work on. If you get angry a lot, there's a section called controlling emotions. You know, if you have if your self-talk is really negative, there's a whole section on self-talk, on working on that, building it up. If the physical skill that you're working on, like you haven't been hitting a lot of first serves in lately, then by all means, that serve execution exercise is the one that you can work on, and you can work on them in combination. But typically, once a day, I would say once you've got that baseline, those baseline skills together, to go to two or three days at a time and just listen to one is perfectly fine. It's also fine to listen to more than one in a day, but probably not more than two. So if you're angry and you're not hitting first serves, let's say, and you listen to the emotion control exercise in the morning and the serve execution exercise later in the day, that's a fine recipe. Generally speaking, I find that the youth athletes are so buried for time and homework, and mom's got them doing chores and everything else that we end up in typically one a day, and that cadence is the best advice I can give you is focus on those fundamentals, listen to each one of those fundamentals probably four or five times each, and then move on to whatever the specific challenges are.
Great. Well, we are down to our last few seconds on the air. I want to just thank you again, Bob, for taking time out of your busy schedule to share Athletes Audio with me and with my listeners. I hope all of you listening will take a few minutes, go to athletesaudio.com/aces, and check out the special offer that Bob set up for you guys. I will tell you from personal experience, I think the app is fantastic, and I am going to continue working on my kid to get through his bullheaded attitude that he doesn't need it. But I know that all of us can benefit from learning these skills. And again, Bob, thank you so much for taking time. The link to the podcast will be posted at parentingaces.com on our radio show page later this afternoon, along with the link to athletesaudio.com. So have a great week, everybody. Take advantage of the beautiful spring weather if you're getting it in your neck of the woods. And I look forward to talking with you all next Monday. Have a good one.
Thank you.